consequence at hand. But I keep living this day like the next will never come. Oh, help me, but don't tell me to deny it. I gotta cleanse myself of all these lies till I'm good enough for him. I got a lot to lose and I'm betting high, so I'm begging you before it ends, just tell me where to begin. Hey, what I need is a good defense, 'cause I'm feeling like a criminal and I need to be redeemed to the one I've sinned against, because he's all I ever knew of love. Let me know.
Anymore. Let's Thank you. This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Thank you. goes after you left, except the people who took your shirts. Closed up your door with yellow tape, saw myself dead at the end of a staircase.
This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Ever let that dirty game you get